Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain radio show. I'm Troika Saint Germain, and this evening I have a very interesting guest that I know that you will all enjoy. His name is Dwayne Hinkle, and he's written two books. The first one, he was co-author of the Light Body Activation Manual, and his second book is the Ascension Guidebook. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, Troika. Good to be with you.
Hi, how you doing this evening?
Doing very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Let me give everyone phone numbers to call in, because I'm sure people are going to want to have questions. If you're in the United States, your toll-free number is 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, your toll-free number is 888-810-8322. So Don, I'm sorry, Don's our engineer. Two D words, I might be doing this. So Dwayne, why don't you start out by telling people maybe how you got into this work, how you discovered these techniques you're going to share with us.
Okay. Well, this started, I suppose I should start about 20 years ago when I went through a spiritual awakening that a lot of light beings have gone through. And I was in the corporate world. World at that time. And
I think we have a phone call already.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Troika.
Oh, Troika. How you doing?
Fine.
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
Fine.
I would just want to know, are you taking, could you do a mini reading for me?
I can barely hear you.
Could you do a mini reading for me?
We have a guest tonight, and we're talking to him about his book and his techniques.
Oh, okay.
And I don't do readings on the phone.
Okay.
I mean, over the radio.
Okay.
I do them privately.
Okay.
But thanks for listening.
Listen to the
show. You'll be very interested in what Dwayne has to say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'm here, Troika.
Live radio.
And should I just continue on?
Just go ahead.
Okay. So I went through a spiritual awakening, as a lot of light beings have done during their life. This was about 20 years ago. And when I started experiencing that, the corporate world didn't appeal to me as much as it used to. I had a passion for business, and slowly, over the course of several years, that passion changed to the spiritual world, and I started having experiences of a spiritual nature with seeing beings from the other side that delivered messages to me. And so I really changed my life as a result of those experiences, and quit the corporate world, became divorced, and started living a different life. And a strange thing happened to me. Some crystals came into my possession with the instructions that I would hold this crystal up to the light, and if the crystal turned into light, why, then that was a sign that I would follow the shaman path. I'd become interested in becoming a shaman. And so about 6 months after that crystal came in my possession, one day on a sunny day, I held it up to the sunlight to see if I could turn it into light. I failed two or three times. And then I went into kind of a deeper concentration and intensity, and to my amazement, this crystal turned into light as well as my hands and my arms. And I had also was given instructions that if I wanted to follow the shaman path, I should put 3 drops of blood, very ritualistic instructions I was given, put 3 drops of blood on the crystal and say 3 times, "I choose to follow the shaman path." And not much happened after I did that, but 3 or 4 months later, my life started going topsy-turvy, and I did end up following the shaman path. And about 6 months after that incident, why, I started going through the dark night of the soul myself. Little did I know that following the shaman path often required that. So I went through the dark night of the soul for several years with a lot of physical problems that I've since recovered from. And that experience, that whole experience of facing my own mortality, gave me a different perspective, opened my psychic abilities, and I came out of that wanting to really be a light worker and serve humanity in whatever way spirit came to me and directed. I came upon a book about light bodies in the early 90s, about light body activation, and this really captured my attention, and I felt that this would be the deepest path that I could follow down the spiritual path, was to activate my own light body in preparation for ascension, which at that time was a new term for me. And not long after, I went over to Hawaii. That was in the mid-90s, and I spent 3 years living in a very sacred area on the Big Island of Hawaii. And while I was there, I gained a real strong psychic connection with beings who identified themselves as Pleiadian entities, who said they would teach me light body activation techniques according to fifth dimension Pleiadian physics. And after receiving that startling information, I started receiving information on how to do certain techniques in the energy field of an individual to raise their vibration to activate their light body. And so after spending 3 years on the Big Island of Hawaii, practicing that with the partner I was with at the time, where we practiced on each other, activating each other's light body, learning these steps that my Pleiadian guides were giving me psychically. After 3 years, I returned to the mainland and started putting these techniques into work by working with clients, activating their light body, and then writing my first book in co-authorship with my sister, who's a well-known astrologer and shaman herself. And so we then together wrote the Light Body Activation Manual, which is really a describes the step-by-step process on how to activate the fifth dimension light body. So that's a little background on how I got started doing all this stuff.
Well, that's quite an extensive background. That's great. I want to ask you to, and these can just be really brief little answers.
Okay.
When you said that you were asked to turn the crystal to light.
Yes.
Would you do? I can interpret that a whole bunch of different ways. How did it turn? In which sense did it turn to light for you?
I can answer that very briefly. This was a green crystal.
Uh huh.
And so I was to hold this in my hand, and the instructions that this person who had given me these had received these instructions from her own spirit guide on that I was to have these crystals, and the spirit guide relayed these instructions. So it was literally what I said, to hold that crystal up to the sun to see if it would turn into a glow of light. And when I finally did that, this green crystal completely changed into a burst of bright yellow-orange light.
Hmm.
And in addition, my hands that were holding the crystal turned into this big burst of light as well, to my great amazement, I might add.
And did the crystal disappear?
No, the crystal disappeared about a year later. I used this. The crystal did not disappear at that time.
Uh-huh.
But I used this crystal when I would do shamanic work, holding it up against my third eye. I would actually lie in a prone position and take a piece of tape and tape it onto my third eye. And once during a deep shamanic meditation, when I came back into this reality, the piece of scotch tape was there, but the crystal had gone. So it did end up disappearing from this reality before it was done.
Fascinating. Okay. And then, if you would be kind enough to maybe describe, not your personal dark night of the soul, but that term is used a lot, and I think that there's quite a few people that don't really understand what that means.
Yes, the dark night of the soul is simply dealing with, I think, the shadows that all of us have deep down inside, that if we don't clear these shadow energies out, they can become blocks and stop our path of spiritual growth, whether it's ego or physical limitation or psychological blocks. They can be of any nature, but I think if a person wants to help others in a spiritual way, I think the way to start doing that is to work on oneself and go deep down into one's psyche and clear out the shadows, sweep the dust out of the corners, out of the dark corners, so to speak.
Okay. So it's facing one's fears and limitations
It's facing one's fears and limitations, those things that can stop us in life,
mm-hmm.
and I would say that are most often generated by the ego in one form or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we've got a good understanding of everything so far, except maybe the Pleiadians.
Yeah.
So I guess now there are four activations that you do, and I've experienced two of them so far.
That's right.
They are very interesting. I did feel things happen within my body and with my other bodies. And you're on the phone with Dwayne as he's talking you through this, and it is as if you are in the same room with him, and at least in my case, I did feel the things that he was saying, okay, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that. And there is a little bit of active participation. You know, you assist by placing your hands at certain places, certain times when you're directed to by Don. And what do you want to say to people about these activations?
Well, I think there are many, many activation techniques that are coming on, that are, you know, present on the planet,
mm-hmm.
different ones from my own. And I believe that in one form or another, these accelerate us down the energetic path so that our ascension circuits or our high vibration circuits have been switched on, so to speak, so that we are energetically ready to ascend, I believe, in 2012, as many other groups on the planet do. Many indigenous people all over the planet, their myths and legends, the Mayans in particular, talk about this great shift in consciousness that will occur in 2012. So I believe that the reason all light beings are on the planet at this present time is to help themselves, others, and this Earth ascend into the fifth dimension in 2012. So the Pleiadian beings that I'm in touch with have taught me how to access the energies of the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, and the seventh dimension in order to raise a person's vibration and prepare that person to ascend into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, in a nutshell, what the four activations are about. It's taken me 7 or 8 years to get all of this, all four activations. The first book, the Ascension Guidebook, talks primarily about the fifth dimension activation. And then, since that book was written, three additional activations came in, a sixth dimension activation, a seventh dimension activation, and then a 12-strand DNA activation.
And one thing that's really wonderful about your book, the current one, the Ascension Guidebook, which all four are in there, is it tells people how to do that, how to do them themselves.
Yes, I believe, you know, many centuries ago, the prevailing way things were done is that there were gurus and spiritual masters who had this knowledge and were able to impart it to those that followed their teachings. But nowadays, I believe the spiritual energies on the planet are very strong. The veil is very thin. And this information is easier to access. And so I believe that we can access the shaman within each one of us. And that's the primary thrust of my books, is that we can do this work for ourselves. We don't have to go to an expensive workshop and see a learned spiritual master in order to do these things. So that's the reason I've written these books, with simple instructions, illustrated instructions, and brief descriptions of each of the steps that a person would do in order to do these activations, which are basically certain movements in the energy field and repeating certain key affirmations.
Right, and there's certain crystals that you work with.
And every activation has a specific, not complicated, just a small number of crystals, three or four crystals, placed around the body that aid in the activation process. And these are common crystals that a person could find at most any crystal shop or metaphysical bookstore. They can easily be found online. There's many places to find these crystals.
Yes, or even on the internet for people that don't live in metaphysically active.
That's right.
What are some of the effects that people that you have activated report back to you?
That's a very good question. I would say that it accelerates change in a person's life, and I would say positive change. I would say that probably a third to half of the clients that I work with feel blocked in one way or another in their life, where they've come up against some situation in life or multiple situations that they've tried to overcome and for whatever reason haven't been able to do that successfully. So I would say that this work accelerates a person through these blocks that are very difficult to break through. And based on the reports from many of these clients, blocks and situations that may take a year or two to break through are often broken through and resolved in two or three months, and then the person is able to move into a new chapter in their life. I would say another benefit is tasting life at a deeper level than they were able to do before, through the opening of the heart and the opening of the love energy in their life, where they're able to experience the love and the oneness of life in a deeper way than they were before. Everything is not always a bed of roses when you do these activations, in the sense that if there are problems that may have lurked beneath the surface and never have come to the surface, they'll pop up to the surface for resolution. So that may create some discomfort in a person's life, but the end result is good because those problems get worked through and the person is able to move forward.
Right. Are there physical benefits for some people?
I'd say that there are definitely physical benefits. I wouldn't say that doing these ascension activations is, going to cure every physical problem that one's ever had, but it has an interesting way of working. Not necessarily that while you're asleep one night, God touches you on the head and your bad foot or your diabetes or whatever miraculously is gone the next morning. But I would say that a higher level of healing in one way or another comes into your life. Maybe not in a miraculous way. Maybe some healer that has been there all the time but escapes your attention will pop up, and so new avenues of healing will present themselves. So I would say that's a very, very important aspect, is that a higher level of healing from whatever source will flow into the person's life and lead them down healing avenues that, for whatever reason, didn't present themselves before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's again, when you reach up into higher frequencies and vibrations, you know, your whole life seems to change. It's as if you're living in a different universe, and it's the exact same place you've lived all along. You just see things a little differently, and you enter into different circles of people and activity.
Yes, that's another result, I would say, of doing these activations and raising your frequency in that way, is people often report to me sometimes feelings of loneliness and so forth that takes place after these activations, and in questioning these people, I find that it's because their old circle of friends tends to drop by the wayside, and a new circle of friends, more attuned to this person's vibration, tends to take place. So it causes typically changes in one's relationships, as old relationships that we've had tend to drop by the wayside, and new, yes, fulfilling relationships then start falling into our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the transition can be a little lonely sometimes. But
yeah, the transition can be lonely sometimes, but through this work, the transition time is usually condensed,
mm-hmm.
and we move through these transition times, I would say, faster than before.
Okay. And typically, what type of person, in my opinion, everybody should do this, but what types of people do you see being attracted to these activities? Is there a common thread that runs through?
Yeah, I'd say there's some common threads that run through, although there's a great variance from one person to another. I would say all the people that I deal with, or nearly all the people, are spiritually aware people. So that's pretty universal, that these are metaphysical people who have a spiritual awareness, are spiritual seekers in life. That said, there's a good percentage of my clients that really are seeking healing and the removal of blocks that they feel have stopped them in life. And I'd say they're almost more interested in that than they are in the ascension activations. And that's because they have problems on a day-to-day basis of one form or another that they want to deal with in a stronger way than they have before. So I have some psychic abilities, and I'm able to take a look at events that might have happened with a person earlier in this life. I'm able to see past life events that have maybe left memory traumas in the person's cellular structure that need to be cleared. So there's a whole group of people that I work with who are primarily interested in removing the blocks so that they deal better and feel better with life. Then There's also another group who are primarily interested in preparing to ascend into a higher dimension. They're very much aware of the 2012 date, which is commonly talked about as when the Earth's ascension might take place. Mm-hmm. And so these people are very passionate about that and want to make sure they don't want to miss anything that they can do to raise their vibration, to open their ascension circuits, because they're ready to ascend into a higher realm, believe me, in 2012. And so the, all those different groups of people interested in different things come to my door and ask for me to work with them.
Uh-huh. Now, in your book, it shows two people, one doing the activation to the other, and you've talked about partnering up. What about people that maybe don't have a partner or a friend to do this with? Is there a way for them to do it alone?
Yeah, that's a very good question. When the activations are done, there's a person who gives the activation, which I describe in the book as the giver, and then there's a person who's receiving the activation. And my guides have who guide me in this work, my Pleiadian friends, have told me that the results are far better where one person activates another rather than one trying to do it on oneself. So my answer is, to someone who says, well, I have trouble finding a partner, my answer to that is, well, look harder and try to find one. you've been on this earth lifetime after lifetime for 250,000 years or however long it's been, through the turmoil of the physical realm of death and rebirth, and now we have a chance to open our ascension circuits and shift into the fifth dimension, and I'm going to be stopped because I can't find a partner to do this work. So I would say, look around, and surely there's another person who's as interested as you are in doing this work so you can trade back and forth and do it. I suppose that there are people who are energetically adroit and adept enough to do this by themselves, but why take a chance? There are certain things, you know, when you go get a massage, I suppose you could do it yourself if you were, could contort yourself in enough positions, but it works a lot better to have another person give one a massage. And when it comes to activating these energies, it works much better if one person can lie comfortably in a meditative state and the other person then do the work with them. So my answer to that person is that the question you posed is, scout around the bushes. There's surely a person there who will work with you and do these activations as your partner.
Okay. All right. Let's see. There's. I know it's not appropriate to do an activation over the show. But is there a little, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, we didn't discuss this earlier, and it's just kind of coming to me to ask you, is there some other little thing that you can do for the audience to experience, or a little meditation or something to lead people through, or anything like that coming to mind for you?
Well, the one thing that comes to my mind is I could talk a little bit about the first of the four activations, which is the fifth dimension light body activation, mm-hmm. and describe a little bit just how that might transpire if a person were to receive that activation.
Okay.
I could say that it's 9 simple steps. And working with another person, even if you weren't experienced, following my instructions in the book, with a little practice, one of these activations could be done in about 20 minutes. I say that with some leeway because it would vary from one person to another. And I lived in Hawaii at the time I accessed that information from my Pleiadian guides. And so I was would go down to the ocean in Hawaii and meditate. And in one little bay by the ocean, there were many sea turtles. And one day, one of the sea turtles swam over toward me. I made a real strong psychic connection with that sea turtle, closed my eyes immediately, started to weep, only because I just felt the incredible energy of this connection. And that sea turtle, who was a very wise being, I could tell, informed me that the sea turtle energy was there, and he volunteered that energy to help me in the activation work that I was learning. The same thing happened with dolphins, where I connected with the dolphins and was told that the dolphin energy would also help me. And then there was a volcano near where I lived, the longest continuously active volcano in the United States, called Kilauea Volcano, and Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of fire, according to Hawaiian legend, resides at Kilauea Volcano, and I had strong psychic connections also with Pele, the Hawaiian goddess of fire. And so I thought to myself, what do I do with these energies? How do I use those in what they're teaching me? And one day in a crystal shop, it hit me in a moment of inspiration that I could get crystals sculpted into the shape of a sea turtle and the shape of a dolphin and a big amethyst geode that weighed about 65 pounds that was speaking to me, so to speak, from across the room. And I realized that that big amethyst geode carried the Pele energy. Mm-hmm. So I ended up buying those crystals, and those were the crystals that I use in doing the fifth dimension light body activation. And they create a crystal triangle, that's my name for it, energy field that the person lies in that really pops their energies and activates their light body. So the person would lie a certain way inside this crystal triangle, and I would have them start off by saying, I am the light of the world. That's a very powerful phrase to say, I am the light of the world. And when those words are spoken, then the office of the Christ responds by opening that person's eighth chakra, located above the crown chakra. And when that's open, then one is connected with the energy of the ascension grid surrounding Earth, placed around Earth after harmonic convergence in 1987, when it was determined that Earth would ascend and moved off of the path of destruction toward a path of ascension. So lying in the crystal triangle energy field, saying, I am the light of the world, having your eighth chakra opened by the office of the Christ connected to the ascension grid, then certain other things are done by me or by the person doing it. A core of light, which looks like a long, slender, fluorescent tube of light, is inserted psychically, so to speak, right through the inside of the body, right through the axis of the body, and then spun very rapidly. And it's this core of light that spins right through the inside length of the person that spins light into the body cells, raises their vibration, and starts a flow of light body waves through the body. And I've had hundreds and hundreds of people, when I activated the core of light, describe energy energies in one form or another flowing through their body. Their hands tingle, their feet tingle, they get real cold, they get real hot. And so it's this core of light spinning through the body center that raises the vibration. In addition, then I work with what I call cylinders of light that I pull down over the whole outside of the body, encasing the person. There are three of these cylinders, and then spin these cylinders very rapidly. And when the first cylinder is encased over the body and then spun, it spins out to 30 feet in diameter, activating the person's fifth dimension emotional body. The emotional body spinning around the individual opens a flow of energy out of the physical body around the navel, drawing out blocks that are stuck in the physical body. So the emotional body spinning around opens a portal out of the physical body, clearing physical energies. I also activate a mental body, which we use to manifest our thought pictures, and also then activate a spiritual body at the furthest out that's spinning out in the person's energy field at 50 feet in diameter. And these bodies can't be seen because they're the part of us that's already shifted into the fifth dimension. And by infusing the body with light, when it gets enough light infusion, then it can join in oneness these spinning bodies around the person as one light body ready to shift to the fifth dimension.
Right.
So that's just a brief description of some of the energetic things that are done during an activation.
Well, my experience with the tube of light and the other light cylinders going around, you know, you alternate between which way they spin, clockwise and counterclockwise, and that's very much like the Merkaba.
Yes.
One spins clockwise, the other one spins counterclockwise. And when you did those to me, you know, I immediately felt the sensation of the spinning. And then when you get the one going in the opposite direction and the other one still going, you know, it's really a powerful sensation.
Yes, I've asked my Pleiadian guides about that, and they recognize, I think, that I'm not a quantum physicist or whatever, and they keep things very simple.
Mm-hmm.
All they've told me is that everything spins in a counter-rotating direction. The core of light spins counterclockwise. That's the first thing that's set in motion. And then the emotional body spins clockwise. Then the mental body spins counterclockwise. And then the spiritual body spins clockwise. And they have told me that it has something to do, the way those spin and what direction they go is determined by the rotation of the Earth. Beyond that, they don't explain it to me. I just know that it works. And I even get dizzy, even when I'm doing these activations on the telephone. I sometimes get dizzy feeling these spinning energies around the client that may be 1,000 miles away.
Right. Now, let's make it very clear to people that are listening that you do these activations for people. The book has them all spelled out and how to do them yourself, but you also offer this service to people.
Yes, and that raises a good point that I've asked myself several times, and that is, in the book I encourage people to do this work with a partner, that they can do this for themselves, working with a partner. They don't need me or some other guru-type person to do this, and I encourage people to do this on their own. By the same token, my full-time job is doing activations, and along with the activations, I do the clearing work. So I think the reason that a lot of people come to me to do the activations is, well, because I'm very good at it since I do it thousands of times, and I'm the one who brought in this information from above. But in addition, it's very important to do clearing work along with these activations, because if one has blocks in their physical or mental or spiritual or emotional bodies from this life, past lives, whatever reason, then these blocks can get in the way of being able to hold a high vibration. So what I can offer people, and the reason that a lot of people work with me, is because I combine clearing work, energy clearing, with the activations. With every activation I do, I check the person's energy field, I check their chakras, and give them a complete look in that way to see if there's clearing that needs to be done right along with the activation. So that's the big reason that I think that people work with me, is I'm able to do the clearing work. And not that a person has to see me to do the clearing work, but I recommend that they do it with somebody. It could be an acupuncturist, it could be someone like that, it could be an energy healer, whatever. But the clearing work is just as important as the activations, because without the clearing, then the activations will not hold, in my opinion.
Right. Well, another, what I think would be ideal, I'm just going to suggest this to people, is to do both, to get the book so that you have, you know, the step-by-step guidelines to do it, and then find your partner, or at least even before you find the partner, if you don't have one already that's on this, you know, interest to do this.
Yes.
Just call Dwayne and have a session. Have him do the activations on you so that you experience them firsthand and you know how they work and what it is, and maybe have your partner also be activated by Dwayne, and then you guys switch off and do them to each other.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, and a lot of people do that. I should point out that all of these activation techniques that I've come across, and I read about virtually all the techniques that are on the planet,
mm-hmm.
that I can find in books and so forth, all of them need reactivation of some sort or another, some sort of maintenance, so that your vibration stays at a high state,
mm-hmm.
because in the density of this dimension, the activations tend to run down over time if one doesn't do anything to recharge them. And in my book, I talk about a simple crystal layout to place around the body and meditate in that crystal energy field at least once a month for a half an hour. And so once one has done the initial activations, the maintenance meditation lying in the crystal energy field can be done by oneself,
mm-hmm.
And that does not require a partner.
Okay. Well, we have 11 minutes left. Just to give you a time check. Would you like to maybe explain how you met the Pleiadians and how they started working with you?
Sure. I moved over to Hawaii in 1996. In late in the year, about October, and New Year's rolled around, and I'd been there for 2 or 3 months, and still wasn't sure why I was there. I had gone there to pursue spirit. I had already had an interest in light body activation, but didn't know very much about it. And so New Year's Day rolled around, and I still didn't know why I was over there in Hawaii. I hadn't received any messages from spirit, and my fears were starting to get the best of me. So on New Year's Day, instead of watching football games, I thought, I think I'll go down to the ocean and meditate and ask Spirit, what's going on in my life and say a prayer asking Spirit to show me why I came over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And I remember sitting by the ocean on a big lava rock with the waves lapping at my feet, talking to Spirit about, I wish you'd let me know why I'm here. I'm starting to get worried and my money's getting low, etc. And on the way home, I started seeing many geometric symbols in my mind's eye. I started seeing triangles. And this led to other geometric symbols that I was being shown. I didn't quite understand what they were. And then as I did more meditations down by the ocean and started, as I explained earlier, having this connection with Pele, the goddess of mm-hmm. fire, sea turtles and dolphins, and had even bought these three crystals that captured their energies but didn't know what to do with them.
Uh-huh.
And after about 3 or 4 days after I had bought those crystals, I was sitting in my condo looking at them and closed my eyes and received a message for the first time from my Pleiadian friends who simply said, we are the Pleiadians and we will teach you the steps in light body activations techniques according to Pleiadian fifth dimension physics. And then I remember they also said, before you're too impressed, keep in mind this is just physics 101 for us. And so that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with a partner at a time, a woman friend, and we lived together. And I would receive at the strangest times, maybe exercising on the treadmill, I'd yell out, get your tablet, and she would come racing into the room with her tablet and her pencil, and I would say, I'm getting a picture here, and I would describe a certain set of energetic movements that the Pleiadian guides were giving me on how to activate a light body. And so I would talk as this information came into me, and she'd sketch it out. And then that night, we'd set our crystals up in the living room, right on the floor, one person lying on a blanket on the floor with the crystals around them, and then the other person doing the energy movements that I had channeled that day from my Pleiadian friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first night that we did it, I was the one doing the energy movements. And as soon as we stepped inside this crystal triangle energy field, the hair in our arms just stood up. The energies were so powerful.
Mm.
And we thought, boy, we're onto something here.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it would work, one step at a time.
How long did it take to receive the entire first activation?
I would say it took 9 months to receive the first activation that can now be done by someone in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It took that long in order to piece this information together because, you know, the energy movements have to be done in the right way and so on. So it probably took about nine months, the better part of a year, to get all of this, all the various steps down.
Understood and perfected.
Right. And I was not in an analytical frame of mind at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just tried to be in a receptive, non-analytical state. So during this time, I was just trying to be an open vessel receiving the information, trying to be in my heart more than my head so I didn't analyze this stuff to death and block the information coming in.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably 2 years later before I was able to digest this to the point of being able to write it down step by step in a book with a description and sketches that someone could follow. So it was over quite a bit of time. It was over quite a bit of time that this information came in.
See, that's a good lesson in patience for everyone, because most people, I guess, are like me. We all want it now.
That's right. And whenever I got in the, I would get into my impatient state every now and then.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed when I got impatient, all that did really was slow down the information. And there was another interesting thing that happened while I was over there. 2 or 3 months after living there, I was informed that a walk-in soul would come into me, and I actually got information on one night to go lie down in bed and for my partner to do certain things in my energy field, and for me to say certain affirmations. And so a walk-in presence came into me during the time that I was over in Hawaii. First came in about 2 or 3 months after I was there, and then about 2 weeks before I left Hawaii to move back to the mainland, that walk-in left saying that its job was complete. And so I believe that walk-in presence I believe that walk-in presence was a Pleiadian being from the group that was advising me, so that made the psychic connection much easier to make with that walk-in presence.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and integrated the information you were receiving. Real quick before, we've only got 3 minutes, and real quick before time gets away from us, I want people to have a way of getting a hold of you. Your website address is your name.
Yes.
Easy. It's Duane Henkel, DuaneHenkle.com. And on the radio show description, there is a link there. And then also, do you want to give people your phone number?
Sure. I live in Vancouver, Washington. And my phone number is area code 360 and then 571-5748. And I'm very easy to get a hold of. I get calls from all over the country and some from foreign countries, and very responsive. And so if anybody, when someone calls, why, I respond fast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Duane is very grounded that way and very responsible in getting back to people. And gosh, now that's a good thing because our time is dwindling down. Any closing statement you want to make in about a minute?
The only closing statement I want to make is that there's so much scientific evidence in addition to channeled information about this coming shift in 2012. That it is going to happen. We are on the brink of a great evolutionary leap. So I just encourage all light beings, in whatever way spirit brings it into their life, to prepare themselves for this wonderful shift into the fifth dimension, where we access our light body and move into a higher realm of consciousness. It's why we came into this earth sojourn in the first place. Now is the payoff, so activate now and avoid the rush.
Right. I want to thank you so much, Duane, for being on my show.
Troika, it's been my pleasure.
And I'm sure that you're going to continue to help many, many, many hundreds and thousands of people prepare for ascension. And I'm very pleased and proud to be able to introduce you to more people that can avail themselves to your book and to your services. And it's really been my pleasure to have you on the show. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And contact Dwayne. You won't be sorry. And I'll talk to you all next week. I don't have a guest lined up for next week, so I don't know what's going to happen yet. I might have a guest, or you might just get me rambling. So whatever it is, please tune in next week. And until then, Violet blessings to you all. Good evening and good night.